Hello, my dear church boys, and welcome back to yet another episode of St. Robert's Day Game and Dating Podcast. And this time we're going to be talking about, well, day game for digital nomads, or maybe you are a day gamer who's thinking about starting a digital nomad lifestyle and you're thinking, okay, next autumn when it gets colder in the northern hemisphere, I'm going to go south, I'm going to go to Asia, or I'm going to go to Latin America. And you're looking at different places, different options you have, different places that are known to be good for day game, and you've probably heard about Buenos Aires. Buenos Aires is a very popular hub for digital nomads and expats, but many people prefer Europe. And maybe you're thinking about going to, I would say, one of the biggest, most popular nomad places in Asia, Chiang Mai. I guess this will be a conversation about whether you should start your digital nomad journey in Asia or in Latin America. Well, I've been a digital nomad for around 4.5 years. There have been a lot of trips that I've taken, or a lot of places that I've gone to solo for day game. There are some places where I went to with my girlfriend, so I didn't do any day game there. But we will look specifically at two places that I think are very good destinations that if you are kind of serious about day game and if you want to really start exploring the world. One important point is there is no reason to watch this in a video format. If you prefer audio only, then just listen to this on a background or Spotify podcasts or Apple podcasts. I just have a bunch of notes on my laptop about both of these locations that we're going to be going over. Before we jump into looking in detail at each of these places, let's look at how much experience I have in both of these places. So let's start with Buenos Aires. Buenos Aires is definitely my favorite nomad spot in Latin America. I went to Argentina. I've been to Argentina for the last 3 Europe winters, and actually I ended up going there because the first time I went to Latin America was to Playa del Carmen with a bunch of my day game buddies. And pretty soon we realized that at least 50% of the hottest girls we opened on the street are Argentines. And then, I was very not sober one evening, and I was thinking, oh my God, I'm in such a beautiful place. This Mexico is so amazing. Where else could I go? What else could I do with my life? And I thought, I want to see penguins in person. So I thought, okay, I'm going to go to Argentina. And of course, that was just a little extra on top of the fact that most of the hottest girls in Playa del Carmen we opened were from, not Buenos Aires, but from Argentina, because actually going to Buenos Aires for the first time, I realized that a lot of these hottest girls are not from Buenos Aires. They're from other cities in Argentina, but it's a whole different topic. I've day gamed quite a bit in Argentina, in different cities there. I've coached multiple students there in English and in Spanish. I think I have a very good understanding of day game in Buenos Aires and also in Cordoba, I would say. The first time I went to Argentina, I spent 2.5 months in Buenos Aires and a few weeks in Cordoba, the second largest city in Argentina. The second time I went there, I spent, I think, 1.5 months solo in Buenos Aires, and then 1.5 months traveling around Argentina with my girlfriend. And the last time I went there, which was actually just several months ago in the autumn of 2023, I spent a month again in Cordoba. I wanted to see something different. I was getting kind of bored from Buenos Aires, so I wanted to go to one of these kind of, not smaller, but you know, second tier cities in Argentina. Chiang Mai. Well, I went to Chiang Mai in early 2024, and I spent a month there with my girlfriend. I did not day game there. This is a disclaimer. I have not talked with girls on the streets in Chiang Mai, but I paid a lot of attention to what types of girls there are on the streets. Is there enough traffic to day game? And is it, like, in general, a good place where I would go for day game? And so I've definitely made my decision, so you'll see it by the end of this podcast episode. And another city I actually want to mention, this will be like a little extra at the end. I went to Da Nang in Vietnam, which is a beautiful city, or like a beautiful place near the beach. It has both things. It has like a bigger city, still simple because it's a second tier city in Vietnam, but it's situated on a beautiful beach where, like, really, really gorgeous. So I spent a month there again with my girlfriend, but it was very different from what I've imagined based on what I had heard about it. So I'll talk about it shortly at the end, because I think for a lot of guys, maybe if you are a bit more of a budget traveler, then Da Nang is a really, really good destination for a budget day gamer. If you're going to any of these places as a nomad, I assume that you're going there for a minimum of 1 month. And if you're there for a month, maybe 2, maybe 3 months, especially if you're going to Argentina, you're probably gonna wanna do other things than just day games. So I'm also going to talk a lot about other things that there are to do in these places. So we're gonna be talking about women, what types of girls you'll meet there. We'll be talking about what is there to do in these places outside of day game. We're going to be talking about safety, about food, about prices in these places, about language. Do you need to speak the language if you go there? Or if you're going to be day gaming there, how many girls are going to be understanding you if you're day gaming in English? We're going to be talking about how easy is it to get in the country and stay there. So we're going to be shortly touching upon the visa situation and some other things I think that are worth mentioning. And then at the end, I'll simply gonna tell you what I think. How can you make a decision which one is the best one for you? And before we jump into this conversation, a few quick updates about coaching spots and things like that. I am right now on a small island in the Philippines, so definitely no coaching there, but I will be in Japan in 2 weeks where I have one coaching spot available if you, for whatever reason, are in Japan. Maybe you're living there. And then I'm heading back to Europe. Mid-May, I'm back in Europe, but all of May has already been booked. I had two coaching spots in May. They both are booked. So we're talking about coaching spots in Europe in starting June. So if you're interested in learning coaching with me in Europe in this summer, then you'll find a link in the description where I've described everything about how coaching usually works, the process and everything, the packages, the pricing, etc. You can take a look at that, and if everything sounds nice, you know, just sign up and we'll jump on a quick WhatsApp call to talk details, because you probably have some extra questions to understand if this is the right decision for you. And I have a bunch of things I need to understand about you, because everyone's different. Everyone needs a little bit of a different approach, so I have to understand what's the best way I can help you. And of course, if next Europe autumn you decide to go to any of these places that we're talking about in this podcast episode, then I'll most likely be spending time in both of these parts of the world, in Asia and Latin America, next to kind of colder season in Northern Hemisphere when everyone's going there. So if you're interested in learning day game with me there, then again, just check out the link in the description and we'll talk details over a WhatsApp call. But if you are going out, you're taking action, you're getting a lot of numbers, but you want to improve your texting so more of those numbers convert to dates, then head over to daygamecourses.com and check out my texting course. Or if you are getting dates, but you want to learn what to do on dates better so more of those dates would end in your bedroom, then again, head over to daygamecourses.com and check out my free dating guide there. And lastly, if you've been day gaming for at least 6 months and things just don't seem to work, you don't really understand why you're not progressing so fast, then, well, the biggest mistake or the biggest problem day gamers have is they're not seeing the mistakes they're making in their day game sets, or they're seeing their mistakes, but they're making maybe 10 mistakes. But usually each guy has 1, 2, maybe 3 most important mistakes that once you fix those, everything slowly starts to kind of fit in place. If you want to understand what those mistakes are for you, then join our online coaching program and private community, where you will be having monthly coaching calls during which you'll understand what exactly your mistakes in your day game sets are, what are the most important ones, and what exactly you have to do to fix them step by step. Again, there is a link in the description to join the private community and the online coaching program. You can read what we're doing there. I've explained everything there. And if everything sounds nice, you can apply for a free call where we'll quickly chat, because again, I need to understand you a little bit more. I need to tell you about the program a little bit more, etc. That's it. Now let's talk about Buenos Aires or Chiang Mai. Which one should you go to? And let's start with the first thing you probably want to find out. What type of women are you going to meet in Buenos Aires and in Chiang Mai? Let's start with Buenos Aires. The thing with Buenos Aires is It's a big hub in Latin America. Not only you meet a lot of Argentines there, but you'll meet also a bunch of Colombians, Venezuelans, and girls from other cities who maybe have moved to live there. Maybe they have moved to study there because education in Argentina is free. So a lot of Colombians and Venezuelans actually move there to study. If you've been to other places in Latin America or listen to other people talking about their experiences in Latin America, you might have heard that just because you are a foreigner, you're going to be a shiny thing and they're going to love you. Well, in Buenos Aires, that's not really the case because Argentine dudes are really, really good looking. That's number one. And they have game. You know, they're players. They even have a term in Spanish, but that's in Argentine Spanish, chamochar, which is basically, it's used for different things, but a guy who's really trying to seduce girls and hitting on them, you know, sweet talking, you could say chamochar is sort of like trying to sweet talk someone. They even have a term for that. And another reason why they're not so kind of, let's say, impressed by you just being a foreigner is Buenos Aires has been a hub for foreigners, for expats, for nomads, for tourists for many, many, many years, way before Colombia and other places. So if the neighborhoods where you'll be living, you'll probably be staying in Palermo Soho or Palermo Hollywood, and both of these neighborhoods, or Palermo in general, is fairly full with foreigners. And, you know, they're all doing online dating, and a bunch of them are, you know, hitting on girls in clubs and bars. And, you know, some of them are approaching girls on the street. There are some day gamers going there. So, girls in those neighborhoods are pretty used to foreigners. I think a bunch of them have dated foreigners or at least been on dates with foreigners. So just because you are a foreigner doesn't make you a big shiny thing. That being said, if you have the typical, if you're a young dude under 30 with like a typical kind of Europe face, good looking guy, you're still gonna get a lot of attention there. But it's not gonna be, you know, like going to a second tier in a city in like Colombia or somewhere else where you can just install online dating apps and you're doing incredible because, well, you're just a foreigner, you're a shiny thing there. They don't have a lot of foreigners there. Colombia and smaller cities outside of Medellin and Bogota is definitely like that, you know, in a bunch of places. In some of these places, you don't even need to day game, to be honest. Like, you can just do online and that's it. But Argentina is not one of those places at all. The nice thing about Latinas in general, you know, they're wild, they're very passionate, and they really know how to fuck. Honestly, you better know how to fuck or they're not going to see you again. They know how to fuck, but they also have pretty high demands what they expect from you in the bedroom. It's kind of interesting. I have actually done a video about a YouTube video about Argentines. I think it's called 9 Things You Should Know About Argentine Women, or 9 Things You Should Know About Girls in Argentina. I'm going to link in description. Definitely check it out if you want to learn more about girls in Argentina. And well, now let's talk about women in Chiang Mai. What types of women you're going to meet there. Honestly, mostly tourists. It's just, it's crowded with tourists from all over Asia. From many Asian countries, people go to Chiang Mai for whatever reason, you know, the mountains and the beautiful nature and all that. When I was there, it was simply crowded with tourists from all over the place. Very beautiful Asians. So if you really like Asian girls, then you'll meet many beautiful Asian women in Chiang Mai. But what is very important, there's the biggest difference when it comes to women, apart from also the biggest difference when it comes to women in Buenos Aires and Chiang Mai, apart from we're talking about Latinas or Asians, let's talk about Western tourists. You will not meet almost any female tourists from the Western world in Buenos Aires, whereas if you go to Chiang Mai, it's completely crowded with women from USA, from different parts of Europe, Australia, etc. So in conclusion, both of these places have plenty of beautiful women. It's just a matter of whether you like Latinas or whether you like Asian women. And the Latinas, as I said, are wild, are passionate. And that's it. Let's look at the next thing. What else is there to do when you're not day gaming and going on dates? And starting with Buenos Aires, the number one thing, nightlife. People go to Buenos Aires to party. Buenos Aires is known for its crazy nightlife. That being said, you have to take into account that everything starts pretty late. If you go out to a restaurant at 7, it's going to be empty. The bars are going to be fairly empty around 6, around 7. But then you go out around 11. All the good restaurants will have queues waiting outside. The bars will be full. You'll have to wait to get inside. So it gets super busy late at night. But yeah, nightlife is incredible. You have amazing parties in the clubs. You have known DJs going there to play. They have festivals, etc. So if this is your thing, you will love Buenos Aires. The nightlife in Argentina oftentimes comes hand in hand with a bunch of different substances. So just know that it's the thing, know what you're getting into, and make your decision whether you want to do that or not. Honestly, my opinion is that there is not much to do in Buenos Aires during the day. The nature near Buenos Aires is pretty boring. It's like if you live in a big city and then there is like a very average looking river that you have to go like 30 minutes on a taxi to see, like that's it. That's what you can do. But really, it's not that impressive. Although that being said, the city itself is very beautiful. The architecture is beautiful. It sort of looks a bit like Europe. It has a lot of influence from Europe. So you can definitely explore different neighborhoods. They're very nice. They're very beautiful. Just find out where you're going to not go into some rough neighborhoods, but more on the safety later. And because Argentina is so far away from the rest of the world, people that I've met don't usually go there for a month. People go there for several months. They're spending a lot of time there. And if you're doing the same, then the nature outside of Buenos Aires is incredible. You can take weekend trips or longer trips to see a lot of amazing, amazing things, from Iguazu Falls in the north, where the border of Argentina and Brazil is, or you can go to Patagonia. There are many places in the south. You have Ushuaia, you have El Calafate, El Chaltén. El Chaltén is definitely one of the two most beautiful places, most amazing places I've ever been to in the world. So if you are into nature, if you are going there for a longer time, you will have shitload of stuff to do outside of Buenos Aires. Chiang Mai is very different. Chiang Mai is much more calm. So I would say the best things to do there is just explore nature. There's very beautiful nature near Chiang Mai. There are temples everywhere you can go. Every week I was going to see multiple temples, and I had always more and more stuff to see, more and more temples to see. And there is some pretty cool hiking there. I didn't go out to party. I don't in general party, but I didn't get a feel that there is crazy nightlife in Chiang Mai going on until the morning. All the clubs, all the bars, at least the music that I heard when I was going to bed, everything was being turned off at midnight. So I might be wrong about this, but I don't think you'll be partying in Chiang Mai. And the second thing I really think you should do if you're going to Chiang Mai or Thailand in general, well, it's the birthplace of Muay Thai, of Thai boxing. Then why not take some Muay Thai classes? I did those for a month there, and it was really, really amazing. So I think that's a good thing to do. And next thing, let's talk about safety in both of these places. Buenos Aires. A buddy of mine, a guy I met, was going home one evening and he saw two beautiful girls on the street. He opened them and the set went surprisingly well. They went to a bar, they went home with the guy, both of them. Then he was kissing one of them. And then he wakes up in the morning with a terrible, terrible headache. And the only thing he realizes while he's conscious for a short while before he falls asleep again is that he has been robbed. So he opened the two girls from Panama, and they dragged him, and he woke up with some of his stuff stolen. They weren't too smart. They didn't find his work laptop and a lot of other things. He had to leave Buenos Aires, I think, in like a day or two. He had no cash, no phone. I lent him a few $100 just so he could get to the next place. But you have to understand that in Buenos Aires, safety is something you really have to think about. Things like that happen, not as much as in Colombia or Brazil, but things like that happen. They're not common But for example, if you are standing near a big road and you have your phone in a hand, you're just looking at your phone, don't do that. Every local will tell you not to do that because your phone sooner or later will be snatched from your hands by someone passing you on a scooter or even on a bicycle. A buddy of mine was in Brazil and he posted a video, Instagram story, where he's taking photo of a girl on a street, and a guy on a bicycle in Brazil just passes by and steals his phone out of his hands. So things like that definitely happen in Buenos Aires. Ask any local. They have had their phones snatched from them, stolen. They're probably been robbed. Things like that happen quite a bit there. The same goes as having your phone on a table at a restaurant. You will have kids. You'll see that in Buenos Aires, a lot of people are selling you stuff. So they'll come with a plastic bag full of socks, put it on a table, ask, "Hey, sir, do you want to buy some socks?" Probably in Spanish. You say no. And then when they grab their bag, they're also picking up your phone, which is under the bag. That's kind of how they do it in Buenos Aires. So definitely you have to be very careful with your phone and other valuables. Don't walk around. If you have the latest iPhone, get another phone. Don't walk around Buenos Aires with the latest iPhone in your hand. If you have an Apple computer or in general any computer, don't carry it in your hands on the street. Don't be stupid. Have it in your backpack or leave it in your apartment. A girl that I know in Buenos Aires once told me, like, we were talking about this, and she said, "You know, you're much more careful, you're much more paranoid about safety in Buenos Aires than other foreigners that I know." And I asked her, "Wait, do you think I'm overly paranoid? I'm overly cautious?" And she said, no, that's not what I meant. I meant, you're the one foreigner who understands how sketchy Buenos Aires is." So all of this being said, I explained to you the basic things you shouldn't be doing. Don't have your phone in your hands. Don't have your phone on a table in a restaurant. Don't carry around your laptop. Don't walk around with a watch, even if it's a simple watch. It's, you know, maybe if it's super simple, that's fine. Maybe like a, yeah, like super simple. But basically be ready to give away whatever you have on you if someone asks for it. Don't wait for them to ask again, because people are like, if they're robbing you, they're probably armed. A lot of people who are robbing you are doing drugs, so you might meet some people who really fucked up on something when they're robbing you. You definitely don't want to mess with them. But if you are paying attention to these rules and if you are making sure you're staying to the safe areas, let's say you're staying to Palermo and Recoleta and San Telmo, and you know where you're going, you know the streets, and if you see an empty street, if all the streets around you are busy, but then you see a completely empty street, but even the locals aren't going, just don't walk on that street, maybe. Don't be an idiot. So if you know all of these rules, if you follow these rules and are not behaving like an idiot, Buenos Aires is relatively safe. You don't really have to worry about it too much. You just have to learn these rules. Have to be ready to give away your phone if someone is robbing you. Don't try to fight them for it, because, you know, you don't want to be stabbed. You don't want to be shot. And if you pay attention to all these rules, you'll be fine. Chiang Mai, on the other hand, I would say is completely safe. The amount of really good watches I saw on people's wrists there. I saw several golden Royal Oaks and things like that. I'm not even talking about Rolexes, because a lot of tourists from China go there, a lot of rich tourists. So you see a lot of really good watches, people who are very well dressed. So it's generally very safe. And I'd say in general, Asia is much safer than Latin America. And this is why Chiang Mai is so full with female travelers from different parts of the world. When a dude is thinking where he wants to go, yes, he takes into account the safety, but not as much as women do. So because of this reason, yes, you'll see a lot of Western female travelers around Chiang Mai. Next, let's talk about food, because, well, I'm a foodie, low-key foodie. So Buenos Aires, incredible food, great meat. Argentina is known for its meat. You can go to just a regular grocery store and buy incredible steak meat in the simplest grocery store. Good Latin American food from different parts of Latin America. Decent Asian food, different types of Asian food. If you look around, if you know where to go, you can get good ramen. You can get pretty decent sushi. Some European kitchen, but not as popular as other things. But the thing with Buenos Aires and food is If you go to random places, just things you found, places you find on Google Maps, even if it's a place that has thousands of reviews and let's say 4.7 stars, it doesn't mean it's good, especially if it's a sushi place, because Argentines oftentimes, a lot of Argentines haven't traveled outside of Argentina. So they only know what sushi tastes like in Argentina, in Buenos Aires, and that's not really sushi. So don't maybe trust Google reviews. If you go to random places around Buenos Aires for restaurants, most of them are really, really, really bad. But if you know where to go, the food is just unbelievably good. So if you go to Nomad and expat meetups there, just talk with people who live there. They'll suggest you some really, really good places, or talk to locals, talk to girls you meet from day game. Ask them about restaurants to check out. Maybe don't take them there on a first date, but they will know the good places, and the food in Buenos Aires is really high quality if you know where to go. Whereas Chiang Mai, Asian food, a lot of very different Asian food, very good Asian food. Everything else was very average, and I wouldn't expect to find many in a good... If you're from the US and you're craving burgers, you're going to be struggling finding anything decent. But if you haven't, you know, done your deep dive in Asian food, then Chiang Mai is the place to go. Next, let's talk about prices. Well, everyone has a different budget, but I will assume that your budget is a minimum of $2,000 wherever you're going. And we're not going to be talking about Airbnbs and things like that, because depending on your budget, you can kind of pick a place that you like, do your own research when it comes to Airbnbs. But other things, Buenos Aires is, I'd say, as cheap as the cheapest places in Europe. You can have a nice meal outside for around $30 for two people, including a few drinks if you go to a decent place. I'm not talking like a top level place. No, that's going to be way more expensive. But you're going to like a good, nice place that's known for good food. You're not going to the cheapest place. Bars are, I'd say, very good, very cheap. I was basically bar hopping on every date I went to. I'm almost always the three venues, sometimes even more, just because how much I like the bars, the quality of cocktails. They really know what they're doing, and you know, you're paying maybe, you know, $3 to $6 for a cocktail in a very nice bar. So why not? So Buenos Aires is sort of like that. If you want, you can go out to eat for cheaper, you know, $10 for one person, including like a few beers with your ramen. But when it comes to Chiang Mai was stupid cheap. It's just, I thought I had seen cheap in Latin America, but I was wrong. Asia is so much cheaper than Latin America. It's unbelievable. So, Chiang Mai is stupid cheap. You can have a cheap lunch for $2 to $3 off. Or if you go to like a nicer place for Asian food, easy $10 to $15 for two people in a nice place. If it's Asian food, if it's Western food, I would say it's the same as Buenos Aires. The only thing that was weirdly expensive there, given that it's a cheap part of the world, was beer. That for a small, you know, 0.3 liters of good craft beer, you would pay maybe like $6-$7, which seemed just outrageous for me, which is not a thing in Buenos Aires, because really good beer, nice bars, nice craft beers. Even in a basic bar, the basic beer you get is sort of like the craft beer quality, which was amazing. Next, let's talk about the language barrier. Can you go and spend time there? And of course, day game in English. Buenos Aires, I actually did an experiment. The last time I was coaching someone in Buenos Aires, I did have a feeling that the level of English is improving, or that more English-speaking people are, or the more English-speaking Latin American people are starting to live in these neighborhoods. So we did an experiment. Every time my student opened a check, I wrote down, did she speak English, yes or no? And I was super surprised by the result. 50% of the women he opened over 5 days of coaching, that's around 100 women total, 50% of them spoke English to a level where they were able to have at least a basic conversation. We're not talking about completely fluent, but you're able to run a set in English if you speak slow and simple, and if you know how to do so. I was very surprised about that. That being said, as I said before, there are a lot of foreigners in these neighborhoods, and a lot of these women have dated foreigners, have been out with foreigners. But there are way more women, especially in other neighborhoods, who don't speak any English, who don't understand any English. And because a lot of foreigners who would go to Buenos Aires for a shorter period of time, maybe a few weeks, maybe a month, and they're there for the first time, they don't speak Spanish, or their Spanish is too bad to speak with a girl, even in a bar, yeah? So these girls have not talked to as many foreigners because most foreigners don't speak Spanish. So if you go to Buenos Aires and you speak only English, yes, you'll be able to day game. You probably will. If you're doing good in Europe or US, you'll be doing okay in Buenos Aires. Yeah, if you're not doing good in Europe and US, by the way, don't expect to just crush it in Buenos Aires. It's not one of those places. Then you have to go to like Colombia or like, I don't know, like Playa del Carmen in Mexico or something similar. So if you speak Spanish, even some basic Spanish, you'll be able to talk to many women who haven't been out with foreigners, where actually being a foreigner will play a much bigger role. And it's going to be honestly much easier to get laid if you speak even some basic Spanish. You don't have to get good, but just a few months of one-on-one classes will get you there. All of this being said, taxi drivers, people at grocery stores, sometimes even people at the bars don't speak any English at all. Okay, if you go to a very touristic bar, they'll probably speak some English. They'll have someone speaking English, but grocery stores, taxis, etc., almost no one understands a single word in English. So you will need to learn some basic phrases to get by. Whereas in Chiang Mai, you have many Western tourists, and when I really looked at what's the volume like on the streets, how many women you see walking around on the streets, and I was thinking about, would this be a good place to coach a student? You could literally, like, you wouldn't have many sets, many approaches per hour, but you could literally just open Western tourists and do that in English, and that would be fine too. But again, because in Latin America, everyone speaks Spanish, whereas in Asia, each country has a very different language and they're not similar to one another. So they all have to communicate with each other. So the tourists in general, I saw the tourists speak some basic English all the time. They could get by in bars, they could get by in restaurants. So I do think that even if you day game Asian tourists, their English, from what I heard, from what I saw, I didn't day game there. Again, clarifying that. But from what I heard and from what I saw there, it does seem like they spoke some basic English, and you should be doing good enough if you only speak English, and you're probably not going to learn all the languages that people speak there. So both of these places are completely doable with English only, but for me personally, if I did not speak Spanish, I would choose Asia. It would just be easier. The average level of English there was higher. People in stores or in like a grocery store, or bar, restaurant, like in general, they spoke English enough to serve you. Like a taxi driver maybe didn't, but everything was doable in English, whereas in Buenos Aires, a lot of things just are not doable unless you speak at least some basic Spanish. Next, quickly, let's talk about the visa situation. And I'm from Europe, so I'll talk about this from perspective of someone who is from Europe. And I assume that if you're from the US, it's very similar. Buenos Aires, you can enter with no visa. You can stay for 3 months. You can extend your stay, or you can, it's in Buenos Aires, in Argentina, it is legal to overstay your visa. You simply have to pay a fine before you leave. It's not, you're not breaking any laws. It's literally legal to overstay. One thing you shouldn't be doing, border runs, because they prefer you to overstay and pay a fine instead of doing border runs. People who do border runs sometimes run into trouble when they're coming back, and then they are having troubles in immigration. But people who overstay, they pay a fine, they come back, and usually there's no problem at all. Thailand, very easy. You can get in for 30 days, and then you can get an extension if you have a Europe passport. I assume it's the same for US, but you can check this by doing a simple Google search. So if you're thinking about going there for 3 months, just understand for Thailand, you'll have to do an extension, then you'll have to do a visa run. Whereas in Buenos Aires, you'll go there, you'll stay however long you want, you'll pay a fine, and then you'll leave with no questions asked, no problems. And then other things that I wanted to mention and these are about Buenos Aires. Yeah, there are a few things that didn't go into any of the categories. First thing about Buenos Aires, an incredible expat and nomad community. It's the nicest, the most welcoming community I've really seen in all the places I've been to. They're doing weekly meetups, and when the season picks up, so Argentine summer, Europe winter, you have around 100 to 150 people to show up for the meetups every week. And what's very interesting, what I realized when I was in Da Nang in Vietnam, that someone said, I heard someone say, just walking past or in a bar or whatever, I heard someone say that every place is attracting the tourists and the foreigners with something very specific, what they're kind of, what the vibe is there, what, why people go there. And the one thing I didn't like about Da Nang is, it's a good thing that a place is cheap, but Da Nang is attracting people because it's so cheap. So it attracts very cheap people. And I kind of didn't like the crowd in Da Nang, that most people that I met. I went to a meetup of nomads, and those people were great. But in general, the foreigners I saw on the street, I didn't want to kind of talk with them or vibe with them, etc. Buenos Aires is sort of this adventurous place, far, far away, that's known for nature and good food and whatnot, and tango on. So I think Buenos Aires attracts a really, really cool crowd. And seriously, the people I met at the weekly meetup were just incredible. You can go to meetup.com and look for that meetup. You'll find it. So yeah, that's great. Next thing worth mentioning about Buenos Aires, it sort of feels like it's a city is very, very much like some places in Europe. So the architecture is beautiful. You have a big influence from Europe, and that makes it very different from other places in Latin America. If you traveled around Latin America, you see that it's Latin America. But when you go to Buenos Aires, it's very different. It's very beautiful, very much like Europe. Next thing, great public transportation. No need to always get around in taxi. You can simply take metros. They're really good. Buses are really good. If that's important to you, if you're okay with that, then that's really cool. And then one thing I didn't like about Argentina, many Argentines believe they're better than other Latin Americans. They're a little bit, some of them are a little bit racist, or not a little bit, but racist towards other Latinos. And this comes as this comes off as sort of arrogant. And over time, it can get annoying. So I think it's worth mentioning, but probably the first time you go there in the beginning, you won't hear that. But once you're going to start hanging out with people, maybe you'll start to hear that more and more, but you know, a small thing. And next, finally, let's talk about one thing that I think is the most important point for both of these places that can help you kind of make a decision again. And Buenos Aires, for me, that's the X factor. Buenos Aires has that X factor. It's wild. It's fun. The women are passionate. So it's Latin America. It's, you know, it's caliente. It's the things are happening. It's just, it's that sort of vibe. Whereas with Chiang Mai, there's simply tons of stuff to do outside of day game and dating. There's nature, there's temples, there's hikes. So I'd say if you're more of a calm person and you don't want the nightlife, you don't want the X factor of Latin America, the experience in Buenos Aires, then and maybe Big Chiang Mai, but if you like that wilder vibe, if you like passionate women, then well, Buenos Aires definitely has that. So how do you pick which one's the right for you? I have a very simple answer to this. Both are very good in terms of women. Both have very beautiful women. It's basically whether you like Latinas or whether you like Asians, that's your call. But if you're 50-50, I would say pick the destination based on the stuff you want to do outside of dating. So if you are going there for maybe 3 months and you want to go to Patagonia and explore other places in Argentina and you want to see the meat and the wine and you like that stuff, then Buenos Aires is the place to go. It's unbelievable. It's one of my favorite cities in the world for sure. If you are more of a, you know, calmer guy and you just prefer to, you know, work in the mornings and then go check out some temples, do some hiking, but you don't care too much about going out and all of that stuff and social life, then I think Chiang Mai is just a bit more calmer experience. And as I promised, let's quickly talk about Da Nang, Vietnam. So The only reason I wanted to talk about it is it's stupid cheap and it's full of Russian expats. I could hear more, even though it's very touristic, it's full with tourists, I could hear more Russian than English. Every time I went to a restaurant in the touristic part of the city, there were Russians, Russians there. It's, there's plenty of Russian girls if you want the day game and if you really like kind of that, that vibe that Russian women have. Well, that's it, guys. I hope this helps you make a decision on where to start your digital nomad journey as a day gamer. If you have any questions about this, of course, as always, feel free to ask them in our community group chat. And in general, if you want to join our private community and online coaching program, as I said, you'll find all the information in the link in the description about monthly coaching calls and the community-only content we're doing there, etc., etc. So check it out in the description. That's it for this time. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. See you next time. Ciao, guys.